Today's episode is going to be a little different from the first two in that we're going to spend some time really diving into what burnout actually is and also share a bit more about our individual stories of entrepreneurship and what ultimately led us to burning out, closing our businesses, taking jobs working for other business owners, and then finding our way to co-founding Supported CEO together. We invite you to pour your favorite cup of coffee, tea, or whatever gets you going and settle in for a raw and honest behind-the-scenes look at what burnout and recovering from burnout actually looks like.
Welcome to the Supported CEO podcast. I'm Ellie Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help exhausted entrepreneurs feel a little less alone as you navigate what it looks like to create space to rest and recover while also running a business and managing all of life's to-dos that don't just stop when you need to take a break.
We've got a lot to cover, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of.
Let's go.
So let's start by talking about what burnout actually means. The definition of burnout, according to Merriam-Webster, is exhaustion of physical or emotional strength or motivation, usually as a result of prolonged stress or frustration. So the things that really stand out to me about that definition is both the physical and emotional aspects that cause burnout. So I think when we think about burnout, a lot of what comes to mind is like working too many hours, never taking breaks, just kind of going 24/7 without ever taking the time to like pause and really disconnect from your business. But I think that the emotional side is an overlooked piece that is really important and definitely played a role in my burnout journey is that emotional side of, you know, when something is misaligned in your business, when you are doing the wrong things, when the work that you're doing feels really heavy, regardless of how many hours you're spending actually doing that work every day, that is going to put you on a path to burnout too.
Yes. And as an entrepreneur, when you're in a period of prolonged stress or frustration, your ability to make the hard decisions that business owners have to make every day to lead your team, serve your clients, strategize, etc., is basically non-existent, and no one is talking about this.
Yeah, so when you're in that state of active burnout, it's pretty common to hear people saying you need to rest, you need to take breaks, all of that good stuff. But nobody is really talking about how you do that when you have a completely full schedule as a business owner. And in order to get to a place where it's even possible for you to rest, there are a lot of decisions that you need to make in order to create that space and start recovering from burnout.
Yes, 100%. And we've experienced all of this firsthand. And we're going to share our journeys of what that looked like. But first, if you're in a place in your business of feeling burnout or close to burning out and need to make space to figure out what needs to change, be sure to grab our capacity planning workbook.
You know you've got too much on your plate right now, but as a busy business owner with clients and a team counting on you, plus a whole life outside of business that needs your attention as well, you can't just push it all to the side while you rest and recover. That's why we created the Capacity Planning Workbook, to help you take an honest look at the things you have on your plate so you can release what needs to go and make the most of your limited time, energy, and brain space to face the things that can't. This self-coaching workbook will help you balance the things you currently have on your plate with a lot more ease and will introduce you to a system you can use week after week to stop overfilling your to-do list and align your life and business in a way that supports both your big ambitious goals and your whole human self. Grab the workbook for free at supportedceo.com/capacity.
Ellie, why don't you go ahead and share more about your experience as an entrepreneur, how you got started, and how you ultimately landed in a place of burnout?
Yeah, so I have been in the online business space since 2017. And before that, I was doing freelance digital marketing type work, but really in this online business space since starting my copywriting business back in 2017. And at that time, I was already living abroad, had already been living abroad for a few years, and was really in a place of realizing that my life was gonna be abroad. Up until that point, it was kind of a back and forth of like, am I gonna go back to the US? Am I gonna be in Spain forever? What is that gonna look like? And I was really kind of coming to terms with, okay, my life is gonna be international. I had also, a few years before that, met my current partner who is from the UK. And so we're a three-country situation where there's just a lot of international travel, a lot of international like plans to be made. And I was just realizing I really need the flexibility to be able to kind of have more control of what my work life looks like. And so that's how I ended up coming into entrepreneurship in the first place and started my business as a copywriter. I'd been doing digital marketing work before that, but ultimately when I started my business, decided to niche down into copywriting because ultimately what it really came down to is that's what other people wanted me to do. If I'm being honest, that's why I niched down into copywriting. I had clients that wanted that work. I was good at it. I was able to do it well. People would happily pay me for it because, a lot of people don't enjoy writing copy. And if you can find a way to get that off your plate and get it done well, people are going to pay for that. So it was a relatively easy niche for me to just get started in and have some pretty quick success with that. But even at the time, I knew that copywriting wasn't really what I wanted to be doing. Copywriting was sort of one piece of the much broader business strategy and digital marketing experience that I had. And I just sort of niched down into that when ultimately what I wanted to be doing, and it's really interesting for me, like looking back at journals from that time, like it was really clear from the start that what I really actually wanted to be doing was more business coaching type work. But I didn't think that I had like earned the right to do that at that point. I felt like I needed to prove myself and prove that I could succeed by building my own successful business before I could work with others in that capacity. And, you know, I do think that there is some truth to that. I do think that having some experience is important before going into teaching others, based on your experience, if you don't have any, like that, there is some truth to that. But at the time, you know, I had already had experience doing digital marketing work. I actually had a master's degree from an elite international business school, but I was like discrediting all of that experience. I still felt like I had to prove myself. I was doubting myself. And so because of that, I decided to go into this niche of, okay, this is what people want me to do. I will just do what people are asking me to do. I can get started easily. That'll work. But really, starting from day one in my business, there was that misalignment that I was really not doing work that lit me up. I really felt like I was in my zone of excellence. If you're familiar with, I believe it's Gay Hendricks, like zone of genius framework. Mm-hmm. That zone of excellence is that place where you're good at the work and people, like other people want you to do it and you can do it, but ultimately like it's heavy work for you to do. It's mm-hmm. not the work that's going to light you up. And that's very much where I was at for a long time. So those are kind of the conditions when I was starting my business. And then if we fast forward to 2020, I had a successful copywriting business at that point, and it really looked great from the outside. It looked great on paper, like numbers wise. But on the inside, it was a very different story. I had gone through several cycles that I wouldn't really call burnout, but several cycles of what I would have called filling my plate too full, getting overwhelmed, and feeling like I needed to take a break. In that break, try to strategize, like, what are some changes that I can make? How can I get out of doing this copywriting work I don't really want to do? And then ultimately ending up going back to copywriting. So that was kind of like a cycle that I had gone through several times. By 2020, I was in a place where I had some success with selling courses around copywriting and messaging and doing that rather than writing for clients, which I really thought was like the path that was going to help me to get to a place of doing more work that I wanted to be doing rather than writing for clients. And if any of my previous clients are listening right now, please don't take that personally. It really is no reflection of you. I love you. I, you know, very much enjoy like the clients that I worked with. It's just the brain space of holding space for that many different voices. Like people who build successful copywriting business, I don't know how they do it like long-term, yeah, because that holding brain space for so many different brand voices is just,
it's a lot. Yeah. Like a lot. You know, people don't realize, I mean, when you're doing messaging work, you are embodying an entire human perspective and brand identity on top of your own, like as an entrepreneur selling the copywriting or the messaging services, you're embodying 6 and 12, sometimes up to 12 voices. So it's like the emotional tank in the brain, like there's just not enough room.
Yeah. And that's definitely where I was, like looking at the actual like workload in terms of like the number of projects I had on my roster and things like that at one time, it really was not like from just a looking at it from like the purely physical, how much time am I spending perspective, was not necessarily on a path to burnout, but that emotional side that we talked about of just like the heaviness of the brain space that it's taking up, that really played a big role in me getting to that place of burnout.
Yeah.
So all that was kind of happening around 2020. I don't know if you remember, but there was also quite a bit of other stuff going on in 2020. That was a pretty intense time, for everybody, I think. But during that time, I decided to get into therapy for totally separate reasons. It had nothing to do with my business. It was just personal stuff that like I, you know, needed to deal with and decided that like now was the time. So started doing that work, and in doing that work, learned a ton in therapy. A big piece of that was like learning how to listen to my body, like actually be in my body and understand like what my intuition is telling me, all of that good stuff. So in that process, I started becoming aware on like deeper levels of how situations that I knew were not working for me were actually like making me feel terrible, like in my body. And as I started to develop more of that awareness, again, totally separate from business, as I started to develop more of that awareness and like, you know, learn how to set boundaries that I needed to have hard conversations that I needed to have, kind of do the work to get to a place of no longer tolerating situations that made me feel miserable. As I was doing that work separate from my business, it just started becoming so clear that like my business was one of those things. The way that I had built my business on that foundation of, this is what other people want me to do. It's not really what I want to do, but I need to prove myself by pleasing others before I can like do the work that I actually want to do. It just became so clear that my business had been built on a foundation of doing things in a way that made me miserable. And in having those realizations and doing the hard work to get out of those situations and stop tolerating those, you know, totally separate situations that I was no longer willing to tolerate, I just couldn't ignore those parallels and, you know, couldn't keep going with running a business that was just feeling completely misaligned and just not working for me at all. And so I got to a place where I was like, I knew that my business had to change. So once I saw that, I really could not unsee it. And I knew that I had to make some big changes. But unfortunately, by that point, I was already to the place of burnout. I was already burnout from years of running my business in this way that just felt miserable. And honestly, even before starting my business, a whole lifetime of like hustling for my worthiness in other ways. Like I was done. I was tired. I didn't have the energy to make the shifts I needed. And so I knew in that moment that I was going to need to hit pause so that I could rest and recover and come back stronger. And ultimately that cost me my first business. So before I go any further, let's hear Jenny. I want to hear your experience of your previous business and your journey before we came together to start Supported CEO.
Oh my gosh. First of all, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. And thank you to our listeners for honestly hanging in there with us, because we know that this is a lot, but we also know that the responsibility that we carry to bring Supported CEO to the world is one that we don't take lightly. And for you to fully understand the why behind us building Supported CEO is for you to kind of know the journeys that we've been on for the last 3 years. And this is us being vulnerable and us inviting you to know us, see us, trust us. A little bit, putting ourselves out there before we can invite you to be in conversation with us about the important topics that we're going to be having week after week on this podcast. So again, just want to share a little bit of gratitude to Ellie for sharing, and also our listeners for just hanging in there with us. So sharing a little bit about my story. I started my first online business in 2012 from a need for the flexibility to travel back home to the States to visit family while still being able to work. I was already working in corporate digital marketing. I have a degree in business and marketing. So I've always worked in marketing. And at the time, I was planning my wedding and naturally fell into helping wedding pros with their online presence. I remember specifically wanting to take time off, not take time off, but like sitting physically at my marketing job desk and knowing that I could still do this same job, whether I was sitting here, like in Munich, Germany, at my office, or if I was at my grandma's kitchen table in West Virginia. I really wanted to go home to eat some of my grandma's food and like wanted to just go for like 2 weeks. And I couldn't take that time off. And I started to question, well, why can't I work more from my computer? Like, it doesn't physically matter that I'm here. Like, I'm still doing the same work. So that was just got my wheels thinking at the time of starting my business. I didn't see other online business owners. I wasn't in communities, like just Facebook groups weren't really a thing yet and so forth. So I started using my knowledge of marketing in conversations with my wedding vendors that I was trying to hire from abroad. I was trying to plan my wedding in Florida while living in Germany, and all of their websites and social medias sucked. And I'm like, I'm literally trying to pay you money. I don't know what you do from here. And then I like flew to Florida and met these people in person, and they were all amazing. And I'm like, you're so amazing, but your online presence doesn't tell me that. So I actually pitched all of my wedding vendors to be my first set of clients. Might be my most genius marketing move to date, because I made all the money back that I paid for my wedding by getting all of my wedding vendors to be my first set of clients in my business. So if you're listening to this day, I love you all. Thank you very much. So that's kind of how I jumped into using my marketing knowledge to just the industry that I had like the most experience with. And then from there, I knew in order to really succeed, you had to be an expert. And so I just set out to learn like everything that I could about the problems that the wedding industry faced, and became a digital marketing wedding industry expert, so to speak. And I did that by spending like a lot of physical time with wedding pros. Like I would fly back to the States and be with my clients in person and do my market research and go on site with them to events and like get in the weeds of their businesses to kind of make up for the fact that like I had never been a wedding planner, I'd never been a wedding photographer, but using my digital marketing experience, also knowing like I needed to know what it felt like to physically like be in their shoes and to see like the problems logistically they were facing. And I really love the idea of like serving people who serve others. And I think when you're in the wedding industry, like you're in like the ultimate like service outside of being a healthcare provider or a teacher, of course. But these are people that are working endless hours, giving up their weekends for someone's like one precious day, so to speak. So I really loved serving people that had a servant's heart at that level, if that makes sense. So yes, I did that for several years, quickly became known as an expert in the wedding industry, which led me to co-founding another business, which we have since sold. So spoiler alert, Supported CEO is my second business partnership. Alongside co-owning and running that business, I also built and owned a coaching business and a branding agency as the core of my expertise began to shift towards like from just digital marketing in general to niching down to brand strategy and visibility coaching specifically. And mixed in with all of that, if I didn't have enough going on, I decided to have kids and became a mom of not one, but two amazing little boys who are now 8 and 5, which was the bedrock of my own healing journey. I suffered from postpartum depression and anxiety after the birth of my second son, though I didn't know it at the time and was diagnosed properly later on, which is a big reason why I am such a huge advocate for mental health for all women specifically, and especially mental health for new mothers.
All right, I want to stop you for a second and just to kind of reflect for a second on, okay, is that three businesses that you've built, run, yes, built and run? Yeah. Okay. So yes, three businesses, two kids, postpartum depression. That's a lot. That's a lot. And we, before we even get to the point of, you know, starting to realize you're in burnout. So yes, you're a seasoned online business pro and you've had a lot on your plate for, yes, a long time.
And I will honestly say like from 2012 to 2018, I had my first son at 2015 and my second at 2018. Like I was an Energizer bunny. I was healthy. I was happy. I was excited. I was loving the world of online entrepreneurship. I was building community, because I didn't even add this in there, but alongside of that, I also helped another kind of bigger online entrepreneur who had one of the first Facebook groups for entrepreneurs, Heather Crabtree of Savvy Business Owners. I helped her build her community as just like volunteer work, like an ambassador. I was in a healthy place. That stuff, everything I just stated, like was not the cause of my burnout. This was me actually in my most aligned, like healthy, guided self. Mm-hmm. And then this next chapter, I started to like drift away from all that was her. Like,
yeah,
when we talk about like the early days of what lit us up, like everything that I just described might have sounded like a lot, which I'm so glad you pointed out. But for me, like, I am an extrovert. I have high energy. Like, I love to multitask. I love to like feel multiple tanks at one time. Like, I really kind of thrive in that area until I'm unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Is now healthy me can reflect on that and be able to share that, if that makes sense.
It does. And I think that's such a good point, because kind of going back to what we talked about with burnout, having the, like, the physical and emotional sides to it, like burnout when you're, or sorry, being busy, having a full plate when it feels in alignment and when you're doing things that energize you, like you could be working long hours
100%.
And that still, and not be on a path to burnout if you're doing it in a way that feels like emotionally aligned and is energizing you rather than burning or like draining your energy, I guess.
Yes, 100%. And I also want to take the quick caveat to say, because now I've just shared, I've now since became a mother. In that time, I had support. You know, I have a partner who is not an entrepreneur. He works for corporate, but he also, well, at the time, he actually didn't work from home, but he's always been very supportive of me being an entrepreneur. And there wasn't that expectation that I needed to quit my job in order to raise our kids, now that we both mutually chose to have children. I am a big advocate, and maybe I'll talk about this in the future on the podcast, of, you know, sharing your load, like being honest about your needs. We do have a company called Supported CEO. So I want to be honest about what real support does and doesn't look like for people. I was raised by a single mother. So I also very much know from my childhood what it's like to have a mom who isn't supported. My mom didn't have a partner to take 50% of her load. And a lot of my childhood suffered from that, no fault to my mom on purpose. So I really want to speak to that, because my upbringing was one way, and my kids thankfully have two very present, equal partnered parents. But I do know both sides of that. So that's like very important to acknowledge that, like,
yeah.
I deeply understand both sides of that. But thank you for like kind of pressing pause on that to give the clarity of like, oh, that was a lot, because I don't want to ever paint the picture of like, I'm over here running a marathon and you're not. Like that was just like what I was doing, you
know, that's just where you were. And
that's just where I was.
And also in that time period, like up to 2018, the online business space was so different.
So different.
At that point, I was entering the online space around that time or a little before that. And compared to now, 2018 feels so different than where we are now. But in that, those earlier days, I think it may have been in some ways easier to like stay in that place of alignment without so many messages coming in of like what your business should look like and all of that.
Yes. 100%. 100%. So yeah, that kind of brings me to like going through postpartum depression with my second and feeling overwhelmed and underwater for probably the first time in my life. And not knowing that that was at all tied to postpartum depression and anxiety. Like, I just, I was kind of told, this is what it looks like when you have two kids. You know, that's kind of like the age old, when you tell someone you're a new mom to be, and it's like, oh, like, I'm going to have a baby. And it's like, well, get all the sleep you can now, because you're never going to sleep again. Like, I hate that advice. It's like, yes, it's true. And also, let's spread some joy and hope to people. Come on. So it was just kind of chalked up to like, yeah, this is life as a mom of two now. Suck it up and accept it. And because I was just trying to get through it, I didn't actually see a doctor to say, these are new feelings for me. Like, I'm not used to being overwhelmed and underwater and yet X, Y, Z and all of that. But it did get diagnosed properly later. And I was able to reflect and better understand and hold space for myself and like say, yes, honey, this is what you were struggling with. And you just didn't know it at the time. I actually get really emotional.
Being able to like acknowledge that for yourself is such a big deal.
I wish so much I would have known. Because like the guilt and the shame that came with struggling in that season, like I honestly felt like I just couldn't hack being a mom of two for the whole first year of my second son's life. Wow. And it will take me probably a lot more therapy work to like let myself fully off the hook for that guilt that I don't deserve to carry. But that's just like real. And mm-hmm. I'm totally okay sharing that because if anybody is an entrepreneur and a mom or a new mom in that season of life, like I just want you to know that like you're not alone. It is hard. It doesn't have to be hard. And you absolutely should talk to somebody and get help because it doesn't have to feel this way. If you're feeling in any way, shape, or form outside of yourself, ask someone. And if that person doesn't give you the answers that you're looking for, ask somebody else and ask somebody else. Don't stop at the first, you know, advocate for yourself.
Yeah. There's something so powerful about being able to put a name to what you're experiencing and just know that this is something more than just me or like a personal failing. I've experienced that in other areas. I'm not a mom, but like I can totally relate to that feeling of feeling like I'm just not able to hack it. And then I'll go ahead and share recently in the last year, I've gotten an ADHD diagnosis that has been felt very similar in that way in terms of being able to pinpoint and put a name to, oh, all these things that I thought were personal failings, there's actually a reason behind them. And now that I can see that, I'm able to move forward and get the support that I need. And so, with what you were just saying about that experience as a new mom, I think for whatever it is, whether it's postpartum depression, neurodivergence, any other type of situation that you're facing, being able to put a name to it and see that there's a reason for it outside of just a personal failing, I think is so powerful as like a first step.
Yes, 100%. Like, and that's like, we will get into this more in the future of Supported CEO, but you know, we want to advocate for mental health. We want to make it clear that, you know, we aren't therapists. We aren't a replacement for therapy, as we don't feel any coaching should be a replacement for therapy, but we will openly talk about our journeys as we feel comfortable to do so. But just as a reminder that we want our podcast and our business to also serve as a place to be a constant reminder to remove the stigma and to normalize getting the support for yourself in all areas of life, whatever that might look like for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever you need is what you need. And that is enough reason to get that support.
Yeah. Like period, end stop. No, no further definition needed or, yeah. You know, so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So 2019, you were raising, you had had your second son, you were navigating all that entails, and you were also running your businesses. So what else was going on at that time?
Yeah. So I found myself running a branding agency because it was something people wanted from me. I made great money at it. I was gifted and honestly do enjoy doing it on occasion, but it was not something that I felt was my true calling. But it was what paid the bills, if I'm being honest. It supplemented me starting other ventures and running my online courses, because contrary to what many might tell you, online courses don't just fly off the shelves and sell themselves. It takes time and ad spend. So my branding agency was really what was the bulk of my revenue, as well as my coaching mastermind. And somewhere around 2019 is when my former business partner and I decided to take a step back from our co-owned, it was a wedding planning coaching business, and we took a step back and we actually sold that business. So we saw through the sale of that business, which was really cool. But we were both just kind of like moving in different directions, like in our personal lives as well. So that was just a really good timing for that. And so, yeah, when 2020 rolled around, I started that year with the loss of my grandmother in February. And I'm sure like most families, my grandmother was like the matriarch to my family. You know, it was like, she's the end all be all. Like, she is the, what grandma says goes. And she had the first and final say of our family for my entire life.
I'm actually curious to hear from our community here, like, about that experience. Cause I, you know, we both grew up Southern, and that was my experience. My grandmother was the matriarch. Is the matriarch of the family. And so I can definitely relate to that. I'm curious to hear from others. Like, is that a common situation, or yes, is that that part of our, you know, Southern upbringing?
Yes, exactly. And I think that'll be interesting on the podcast in the future to kind of talk to our listeners about like their upbringings, you know, because we are American, but we are Southern American. I think now that we've lived abroad for a decade, we've had conversations where we've been able to unpack the parts of us that there's like two layers. When you're abroad, it's like, oh, that's an American thing. But then there's this next layer that's like, no, that's not an American thing. That's a Southern cultured American thing. So It's like, when you live abroad and you meet people from all around the world, you've got to unpack not one, but two parts of your identity. So that's been really interesting for Ellie and I to kind of navigate. So it'll be interesting as we build the supported CEO community, the conversations that we might have with people.
Yeah. We want to dig into all of that, because all of those things impact identity and impact the way we show up on our businesses, even if it seems completely disconnected.
Yeah, 100%. And like what we're untangling about ourselves as we're doing our growth work.
Yeah.
Of course. So yeah, my grandmother unfortunately passed away in February 2020. I actually made it to the US and back to Germany like one day before the world began to report on COVID-19. Like, I literally got back into Germany like 36 hours before.
Barely made it.
It was being reported. Like, it was crazy. My coaching business was full at that time, which I was super grateful for. But never had I, or anyone for that matter, coached through a pandemic. It was the hardest work I had ever done, not being like from an emotional state. I want to be clear on that. not being able to have the answers to guide women through what I had not endured myself. I was going through it with everyone in real time. Everyone in the world had various differences of opinions on, is this real? Is it not real? Do we believe in vaccinations? Do we not believe in vaccinations? Like, so it's like, it, like, you're just thrusting through this chaos. And small business owners of all kinds were trying to keep their doors open. And that was really hard. Not being able to have the answers to guide people through that. The health and safety concerns of the world were high. Everyone was impacted differently. Everyone's business and financial outlooks were at risk. And I'll kind of stop there on that, because no one needs a rehash of the next few years of what the world faced and many still facing today. But by the end of 2020, I was beginning to feel the repercussions of not knowing the direction of my business any longer. I had put my branding agency on the shelf in 2019. And worked with a coach in 2020 who had encouraged me to start my branding agency up again. And I was trusting that she knew better than me. And that's what kind of made me realize by the end of 2021, I was fully in burnout. Really taking a step back and realizing, like, I was valuing other people's decisions about my business higher than I was valuing my own ability to make decisions about my business. And as I've just said, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been an online business owner of not one, not two, but three successful businesses at this point. I knew what I was talking about. I knew what worked, what didn't work. I'm not saying that I was an expert on everything, by no means. I'm a lifelong learner. But I no longer believed that I knew what was the right next step. Like, I just couldn't see the direction anymore. The self-trust and self-alignment was just like, I was falling off the rails a bit. But being fully honest with you, because at Supported CEO, I do want to be fully honest and transparent. I think that's very important. That's part of my values. I also learned that I was suffering from high functioning depression and anxiety. At that point, I thought I knew what depression and anxiety looked like, but I had never heard of high functioning depression and anxiety. So while I was suffering, what I was experiencing did not match the definition, air quote definition, that I saw on TV, in movies, that I read in books. High functioning was never something that I saw or read about. And that, being honest with you, like, I could get on my coaching calls and be completely as normal as the way you're hearing me talk to you on this podcast, and be fully present in this conversation. And then outside of this, literally emotionally unravel and fall to pieces. I did not understand that. So while, yes, I was in burnout, I just want to be honest, like, that's only part of where I was at. But that's all I'm going to stay on the topic of my depression and anxiety diagnosis for now. But when I am ready to share more, I absolutely will. But I do just want you to know as listeners that the version of me that is here with you today is the most healed, loved, cared for, and supported version of myself that has ever existed. And that would not be had I not taken my mental health seriously with the help of licensed mental health professionals. And when I say healed, loved, and supported, I mean like I'm healing myself. I'm loving myself. I'm supporting myself. That's really beautiful for me to be able to sit here and say that.
Yeah. And that is the type of work that really can only come from one being like doing that work for yourself, but also doing it with, again, we've said this before, but licensed mental health professionals. There is work that, you know, we talk about therapy, we talk about mental health, but we are not therapists, and we think it's so important to not only be doing the work on yourself, the coaching work, the personal growth work, but doing that alongside therapy with a mental health professional is, that has been a crucial part of both of our journeys that we don't want to leave out of the story at all.
Yeah, 100%. So November 2021, I put my business on hold until March 2022. I want to acknowledge that I was fortunate enough to have cash reserves saved to be able to take this break in my business, to be able to focus on my health and well-being. I also have a two-income household and want to acknowledge that, as that is important. I had planned to come back to my business on March 1st, 2022. I was like, let me just take like the fall and winter off. Let me just hit pause. Let me like take care of myself. Let me understand this like kind of new diagnosis that I'm dealing with. Like, I've lost myself in entrepreneurship. I don't know what I'm doing. I had spent almost a decade at this point pouring into other people and holding emotional space for others as a coach and a messaging strategist, which is deeply emotional work. And I needed to stop holding space for other people. So for the first time, I could hold space solely for myself. And that was a very beautiful and like stern, if you will, internal realization of like, if I don't do this, I don't know what could become of me. So it was very clear that this was absolutely necessary to do. So yeah, I had planned to come back around like March 1st. And a couple of weeks prior to that, I remember specifically like being in a therapy session and telling my therapist like, all right, in about 3 weeks, like I'm going back to work. Like, I'm feeling good, getting back on the horse, like March 1st, I'm going to email my list. I'm going to tell them my coaching doors are open again. Like, don't know what was going to happen, but I was going to tell people to come on back in. And I was journaling one morning when all of a sudden I wrote, what if I could use my gifts of being a coach and brand storytelling that wasn't connected to entrepreneurship? And I literally like threw my pen like almost like across the room as if it was on fire.
Like, where did that come from?
Because I'm like, where did that come from? If you are someone who like journals or values journaling, you know that sometimes you write things that like you didn't intentionally think before you wrote them. Like, this just came out of me. What if I could use my gifts of being a coach and brand storyteller that wasn't connected to entrepreneurship? What the hell does that even mean? What do you mean not connected to entrepreneurship? I, like, never once since the day I started my first business did I imagine that I wouldn't be an entrepreneur. I was raised by a family of entrepreneurs. But the moment I realized that entrepreneur was just as much part of my identity as being someone's daughter, wife, and mother, it was like daughter, wife, mother, sister, entrepreneur. When I realized that was just as much a part of my identity, I wondered if maybe I wasn't onto something bigger here. Like, I needed to just trust that I didn't know, but it would unfold for me because this journaling session just came out. Don't know where it's going, but sure. Okay, here for the ride at this point. What do I have to lose? So yeah, about a week later, it doesn't always happen this fast, but sometimes the universe, whatever you believe in, does provide. That is when a dear business friend of mine contacted me, Brittany Lynn. Hey girl, shout out if you're listening. And told me she had a very wild idea, but wanted to throw it at me anyway. I had previously coached in her online program the year prior for like a 6-month stint. So we knew each other from a professional capacity. We had gotten closer throughout the pandemic as well. And she told me she had a wild idea, wanted to throw it at me, and proceeded to tell me that she was looking for someone with my skill set in coaching, brand strategy, storytelling, and leadership who knew the struggles of entrepreneurship deeply to join her PR and speaking company to help serve their clients and lead and mentor their team. Was I interested? She knew I was on a break from my business. I had told no one that I was planning to come back in March, like literally a week from her contacting me. She by no means probably thought I would say yes, but she was like, I've got nothing to lose to ask the question. And it was a slam dunk for me. Like, I was just like, yes, boom. Yeah. The hardest part about that decision was literally waiting 7 hours for her to wake up to hear my answer, which was a resounding hell yes. Because we were on, I was a 7-hour time zone from her when she sent me the message on Boxer. So that was kind of the hardest part of that decision. So we hopped on the phone, hashed out what that might look like. So here it was, an opportunity to use my gifts in someone else's business who I loved, trusted, deeply admired, and believed was doing really good work in the world. Because like in the sea of like online in biz coaching world, like there was just so much like shady behavior going on. It was hard to even like back anybody in the industry. But this was a person who I knew like had a good heart and was doing good work. Mm-hmm. And I felt so safe like joining her company. And then I got to learn the world of PR, which spoiler alert, I loved and I was really good at. So that's the story of how I put my business on pause and I ended up being a director of PR and speaking services for someone else's business, which was honestly my own soft place to land when I needed it. I was able to still do what I love, work with entrepreneurs with big impact messages and hearts, and still take a break from being the CEO of it all, which gave me the space to be able to go back to the drawing board for the day when I would start my own business again, which you now know, and you now get to have a front row seat as we build Supported CEO.
I love the way that all of those things just like lined up for you as you were starting to have the realizations that like, maybe there's a way for me to do this outside of entrepreneurship, even though that's not a thought that you'd like even considered before. And then this opportunity lands in your lap. I know that doesn't happen for everyone in that same way, but I really do think that when things are in alignment, sometimes they just line up the way that they're supposed to. And It's so interesting for me just kind of hearing you recap that whole story, because really from about 2020 on, there are so many parallels in our journeys. So you ended up shutting down your business and starting to work for Brittany in 2022, March of 2022. Around that same time, I was, you know, I had come to the realizations around something in my business has to change. I had done a lot of like healing work on like my own personal growth journey to have more clarity on what I wanted the next iteration of my business to look like, and was starting to take some steps in that direction, which honestly, the work that I was doing at that point was like sowing the very, very early seeds of what Supported CEO, like what we're building together, meant to me at the time. And so I was starting to try and make these shifts. But by that point, I was just exhausted. I was burnt out. I was too burnt out to make the shifts that I needed to make. And so as I started sort of winding down some of my copywriting offers and copywriting courses in order to make space for that shift, what I ultimately ended up doing was, once I got some of those things off my plate, was I inadvertently, accidentally took a 3-month break from my business. I had planned to use that time to work on building the next thing, but my body said no. It was like, you need to rest. And so, you know, fortunately I had the cash reserves in my business to be able to take that 3-month break, but you know, I didn't have infinite cash reserves. And so after a few months, I was getting to a place of like, okay, I've got to figure out what's next. I also had a similar experience of like starting to question, is there a way for me to use the skills that I have without the pressures of being an entrepreneur? And I also come from a family of entrepreneurs. Something that I've, you know, heard lots and lots of times, it's been a talking point in my family of entrepreneurs, is just the freedom that comes with being able to set your own schedule and also sign your own paycheck. And that's just kind of been like talked about a lot. You know, that's a message that I've heard regularly, and was getting to a place of, you know what, like, yeah, there's freedom in that, but there's also a lot of pressure in being the one to sign your own paycheck and being the one to make sure that there's money there to pay the check, and like just the responsibility that comes with running an online business. And I was really in a place of like, I need a break. And so at that point, I started reaching out to some of my previous clients, and pitching them for like higher touch, higher ticket, I guess, like much more involved retainer type services, to just kind of have client work that I could do, kind of honestly going back to more of a freelance model, to just have some clients, have some income coming in without, you know, a full online business to market and all of
right.
that.
Like the whole part of like marketing, like I think us taking breaks, like a big part of that was like, we took a break from the hustle of constantly marketing our businesses.
Yeah.
And exactly. That was a big piece of it.
Yeah. And so I kind of got to that place of like, I need to remove some of this pressure for myself. So started reaching out to some of my previous clients, and in that process, that led to some conversations with my long-term client and friend, Krista Miller of Summon in a Box, who she and I have worked together in various different capacities since early 2019. She's been a long-time client. She is also one of those people in the online space who is just doing really good work. I really had been behind the scenes in her business in the various client projects that I'd worked with her on enough to know that I really valued shared values with her in terms of the way that she ran her business, taught her clients, like the quality of coaching that she provides her clients. And it's just a business that I could really get behind using my skills to help build and help support in that way. And so she and I started talking, and long story short, I ended up taking a full-time job on the Summon in a Box team, working with Krista. And that for me as well was a soft place to land that I needed. It gave me a place to really show up and use my strengths. I was doing internal copywriting and marketing work and also coaching clients in Krista's programs. So I was getting to show up and serve these honestly incredible entrepreneurs who are doing incredible work and getting to stay in that world, stay sharp with my strategy brain, do all of that without actually owning a business, which is what I needed at that time. And so I took that pause, honestly thinking that I would slow down for a little bit, get settled in my job, and then start building whatever was next alongside that pretty quickly. But in doing all of that work, not only was I navigating big changes in my business, as I talked about before, I had also been doing a lot of personal work and was navigating some big changes in my personal life. And so it actually worked out that on the same day that I signed the contract with Krista to start working for full-time for Summon in a Box, I also put in an offer on the house that I'm now living in Portugal.
Which is not Spain.
Yeah. So in the middle of shutting down my business, starting a new job, I was also navigating an international move from Spain to Portugal. And that has been a very important part of my continued journey of healing. But it also made for a very intense time. It was a big transition time, and it just took longer than I had anticipated to come back to entrepreneurship. But here we are. And not long after all of that started, when I decided to make that transition to full-time work, that was in February of 2022 was when I made those decisions. And then a couple weeks later, was on Instagram and saw a post from Jenny. I hadn't said anything publicly at this point, but saw a post from Jenny making an announcement about her shifts, that she was taking the job with Brittany, that she was going to be working in PR, taking that job. And she and I, we've known each other for a long time in the online business space, but we hadn't spoken in several months at that point. And so I didn't know that you were navigating those changes at the time, but from previous conversations that we had, I knew that, we had both come to some difficult realizations, and we're kind of navigating things in our online businesses after we both had a similar experience working with expert in the online business space, who, we found out there was some culty stuff going on in that program. I'm not going to get into the details of that, but when we both had realizations about that happening, we had some conversations about difficult things we were navigating in our businesses in the online business space. And when I saw that Jenny had left her business and was taking a job with someone else at the same time as I was making those exact same decisions, I knew that there were a lot of parallels. I knew that there had to be a lot of overlap in what had led us to these decisions. And that's when I knew that Jenny and I had a lot more to talk about.
And boy, did we ever. So we're going to break this episode into two parts and get into that more next week. So be sure to join us for part two of this conversation, where we share more about what our journey of recovery from burnout actually looked like. And if you enjoyed this conversation, we invite you to think about the things in your business that might be feeling out of alignment and how that might be putting you on a path toward burnout. Join us on Instagram @supported_CEO to keep the conversation going.